From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. The ashes of Chinese activists and Nobel Peace Prize winner Liu Xiaobo were scattered at sea Saturday after he was cremated in a private ceremony.
At noon of today, the ashes of Mr. Liu Xiaobo has finished the sea burial ceremony, and his relatives and family members have already spread his ash into the ocean. This is also kind of local customs.
Liu, China's best-known human rights prisoner, died Thursday at age 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer. He spent his last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience and died at a hospital in Shenyang, where he had been moved from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has delivered an emotional address to tens of thousands of people in Istanbul on the anniversary of a failed coup a year ago. He backed the death penalty for coup plotters and said they should wear Guantanamo Bay-style uniforms. Earlier, Mr. Erdogan unveiled a memorial for the 260 people who died fighting the coup. The U.S. Justice Department wants the Supreme Court to block a federal judge's ruling that exempted grandparents of people living in the United States from President Donald Trump's travel ban. The rule applies to people traveling from six mostly Muslim countries. U.S. District Judge Derek Watson in Hawaii expanded the list of eligible family relationships, allowing people to obtain visas to join family members in the U.S. Watson also ruled that refugees who had assurances of a placement by a resettlement agency in the U.S. should also be exempt. This is VOA News.